missing, one slight bald figure racked in despair and isolation.
If you see this person, depicted in tempera and pastel, contact the Norwegian police immediately.
Robbers made off with Edvard Munch's painting The Scream yesterday. They also took another Munch work, Madonna.
A pair of armed outlaws yanked both from a museum wall in Oslo. Police found the discarded frames of the paintings and the getaway car soon after the heist.
The robbers will find it tough to unload the merchandise on the black market. Fame makes paintings as well known as The Scream and Madonna hard to sell.
Munch thoughtfully painted four versions of The Scream at the end of the 19th century. In fact, another Scream was stolen a decade ago, only to be recovered 3 months later.
Spurred by the ads for the movie Home Alone, which mimicked Munch's hysterical figure, The Scream has ascended to the status of the Mona Lisa, or American Gothic. It's one of those works of art that people who don't know much about the subject recognize.
You can buy Scream beer mugs, nightlights, posters, and life-size inflatable dolls on the internet.
But in the painting, what is all the screaming about? And what did the sound emitted by the subject sound like?
Well, outside the National Gallery of Art here in Washington, D.C., we attempted to find out.
They found out their SAT scores.
Some slimy creature that's really scary, like an orc from Lord of the Rings or something.
It's more like a gasp to me.
Looks more like despair. I think there's no sound at all.
There's a lot of talk about Munch having had certain problems himself, problems with women and so forth. I get the impression that it would have been a high sound.
Eek!
Oh my God, I've lost my kid.
Ah! Profound horror.
I always thought of it being a very low frequency noise.
Well, I always thought of that painting is he's lost everything that he's wanted.
Kind of something is burning, just accidents happen. I guess we all have that expression.
Ah! I guess.
I thought that maybe there's a hole in the boat because there's kind of like water there and there's kind of like on a boat, so.
Maybe a big storm's coming.
I think someone's getting murdered or something.
The fertile imaginations and healthy lungs of visitors outside the National Gallery of Art in Washington today, giving voice to Edvard Munch's painting, The Scream.
Armed robbers took that work and Munch's Madonna from a museum in Norway yesterday. The thieves and the paintings are still at large.
We heard from Henry and Roger Smith of Madison, Wisconsin, Deborah Pincus of Washington, D.C., Carol and Juan Vargas of Denver, Rosemary Hickey of Columbia, Maryland, Derek Dries from Missouri, Linda David and Lane Anderson of Austin, Texas, Claudia Balo of Mexico City, Leah, Martha, and Taylor Lord of Millersville, Maryland, Ashley and Andy Harvey of Middletown, Connecticut, and Virginia Tingell of Loudoun County, Virginia.